A Boogie with a Hoodie.
Okay. Because I'm going to say, like, I know there's a Boogie. There's a A Boogie with the Hoodie. I'm like, now there's a West Side Boogie. Like.
West Side Story. Artists. Yeah, we good.
West Side Shotgun. Not to be confused with West Side Gun.
Right.
Not at all, because they're on two different
East Side 9mm.
No, same West Side. He's just taking his whole flow.
West Side Gun is from Buffalo, and West Side Boogie's from Compton, right?
Yeah, so it's two separate West Sides.
No, I know he's from Compton, but I'm just talking about how silly this shit was when I thought it was a West Side Boogie, Boogie, and a Boogie. Like, this nigga.
Too many Boogies.
And isn't a Boogie? No, he's not going by artist yet. He hasn't reached that point in his life where he's just going by his first name.
Oh.
I think.
I don't even know that man's first name.
His first name is Artis.
Oh, like in real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he's A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Okay, that's unique.
That's a hard name. That is, his parents set him up for success.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I knew a guy named Art.
You sort of are. I knew
that's
Art.
That's like
too.
A carpenter name. I knew
Art.
Like, that's a real blue collar. Like, I know Art too, but he was a very hard working man. Like,
did you go to school with Art? Huh? Is he older than us or the same?
Nah, this is like my Aunt Gloria's husband.
Okay.
Well, yeah, like.
No, I'm
about
to say this Art I knew. His sister was in my grade, but he was older than us.
Yeah, I feel like the Art I knew was like an older nigga, but like he was kind of stupid, so he got held back.
This one was real swaggy, and I think he's still swaggy now, so.
I would hope with a name like Art you got some type of style.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's just an odd name, but Artist.
Yeah, Artist, because he named his son after him, yep. Artist Jr.
Oh, wow. We gotta let the Jr. thing die.
Excuse me. I would say, I feel like it should if you a celebrity.
I feel like if you should if, as a regular person.
Me too, I just feel like we should let people...
I don't mind as much as I only mind it on the celebrity tip because... Then you put a whole lot of expect. It's like LeBron. It's like Bronny James. Like they was talking about, you know, LeBron and went off on the announcer. Like, but it's like, yeah, that announcer was tripping. But God damn it, man, it's already hard to be LeBron James' son. Then you LeBron James Jr.
I seen him say something like that in an interview, saying that's the only thing he regrets.
That's his biggest regret.
Yeah, giving him his name,
makes sense.
I don't know, but I think. Unless...
Can you name your son after your rap name?
No. You can if you want to.
Oh, if you're future.
Hell, you can name your daughter after you, nigga. You
That's
can name your daughter Marte.
Now, if we doing Junior,
you name one of his kids Future?
Who? Yeah, Future? The baby was Sierra.
Sierra, his name is Future.
I don't keep up with the name of their kids.
I keep up with all of them, but
that's
he's
hilarious.
A famous kid because both of his parents is famous. So.
Yeah, so he said either way.
Yeah, though.
See, I was just being a dickhead, and here to go, this asshole.
There you go, being a jerk, and you didn't even know that you unpacked
Artie
something.
Put you two of this shit 7 fucking years ago, damn kid like 18 by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, nigga, grown as shit.
But
like, yeah, I've been through that.
Don't name your child after your rap name.
That's kind of
because I was gonna be funny, like, what if Jay-Z named his son Jay-Z? Ha ha ha! But no, niggas actually out here.
Right.
He's like,
and I wouldn't want to name my son a complete junior, like, I'll. Ah, man, because it's too confusing, especially when we're dealing with, like, finances and, like, credit reports. You fuck shit up.
I mean, I guess, I don't know who started that way. White people?
Probably.
And not probably, just in general. If it is white people, it's going down, like for lineage and shit.
White people and niggas who thought their name was so cool, like George Foreman. All his sons are named George.
And his daughter, right. Georgina.
Georgetta.
I mean, all the
That's
the
an ugly ass name.
My grandfather's son.
I think middle name is cool, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think
middle names are cool. My daughter has her dad's middle name.
I don't know. I guess because I don't really care about... I feel like middle names are purposeless.
I think really? They're cool.
Me too.
Because I was about to say, my middle name is my grandfather's first name and one of my nephew's first name.
I don't think I know
it. Like, it just... It's because I only
you
know...
You don't know it?
Isaac.
That's, huh?
Ain't it Isaac?
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah. But now, like, it's just, they're rarely used. Like, the only person I know that actively, I can think of that uses their middle name all the time is my cousin Lamar. Like, we never call him Aaron. You know him, Glove.
I was about to say, isn't he about to get married?
Yeah. But I would say, yeah, it's just one of those things. It's like, nobody ever calls me Devon. Ever. it's just like, yo, what's that? That's just taking up space.
Funny you mentioned that.
So your middle name is Devon. You don't seem like a person with a middle name.
He don't. Like you seem like a Sinbad. That this Marte is just your first. Your everything.
Marte.
Yeah.
That was real weird, but I'm like, I just never thought to even. The whole time you was in here, I was like, oh, I don't know. Yep. Kareem's middle name. I'm like, this nigga just doesn't have one.
I say, nah.
That's funny because my nephew is a junior. Like one of my younger nephews, he's a junior, but we call him by his last name.
That's just too
much. But you gotta have a hard last name for that.
Prince.
I say, yeah, that's a hard name.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's like your first name, too.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of scary.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, you could
basically a stage name in a sense.
It's, right? It's either you need to be able to, it's hard by itself, or you can shorten it some like Glove. That's a pretty sweet name.
And what's funny is, all you niggas are referred as Glove. Yeah, like, so in each group that you're in, like, each of y'all have different groups.
Oh, Gerald, Gerald, he's Glove.
And I just find that so funny. Like, yeah.
Everybody's Glove.
Yeah, everybody's Glove, like, whenever they segment. Like, yeah.
I'll say, yeah, but nah, like, you can just call me Dorm. Like, that's, like, unless you was being real fucking snarky, like.
Or if he was in the Army.
Or sports.
Well, that's everybody then.
Yeah, sports.
If he's playing sports. Nah, I still wouldn't call you that.
It would still be Marte. Like.
Nah, I know a lot of people, well, I know of a lot of guys who get called by their last name.
Mine would be whack, right?
I guess his coaches, yeah.
Get over here, right? I'm fuck like, out of here, nigga. I ain't no slave.
Call you by your slave master. Yeah, name, man. Huh?
Call me Kareem Isaac. If I ever became an R&B singer, I'd probably be Kareem Isaac.
Kareem Isaac, that's like some R&B shit.
Yep.
That's all you got, a three-piece suit on.
Know what I mean? I talk in a whisper and I drink with my pinky out.
That your blouse and shit is like slightly unbuttoned.
Yep.
Like, and it's silk and you're...
I mean, low-key, that's how I do be dressed. And Friday when I went out, I had the silky top.
But
the
blouse.
It is.
I can't think of what it was called for, man. I'm just like,
I'm going to start saying that. Yeah, I'm going to get me a new... I'm going to drop some blouses off.
The my blouse.
Yeah, my silk blouse. Nah, I'm doing that now. That's yeah. We got to coin that.
I can't think of what the fuck it was called for a man. So it's a blouse. But, hey, shit. We 7 minutes in. It's fuck like it. An episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. Stay this long, you should already know who the fuck we are, but I'll tell you anyways, I'm Lima.
I am Bronx Ream, repping my hometown with the hoodie today.
Yay.
Bronx Ream every day, for real, but go ahead, my bad.
And this is Dirty Devon.
Dirty Devon. Wow. Double D.
That sounds like an R&B group.
Carl Thomas, who is it that's in there? They're about to form a super group.
Please don't.
With okay. The toxic R&B niggas.
I'm just going to say this, because I was thinking about yesterday, I was going down the list of like throwbacks from the people that's going to be on the Millennium Tour or whatever, and I'm hype as fuck for the concert. I seriously cannot wait.
I need to get a ticket. And when is that concert?
October 31st in Cincinnati.
Okay, so I need to figure that out, because I want you to do something else then.
That bitch is going down. But I was like noticing that most of all these people, like Ashanti, Omarion, who else was it? I didn't look at Lloyd, but I'm sure Lloyd does too. They all got like newer music. You know what I'm saying? That shit just dropped within like the last 2 years. And I'm like, I know they really want this fame moment. Back, but it's not coming.
What they say now, it's not giving what it's supposed to give.
Yeah, it's like
you're forcing it.
I wish y'all well, and I hope that
you have fun.
Yeah, that you have fun. And I hope that you still have a strong enough fan base to support your family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you're...
But you invested your pred.
If you're doing this to go over the top again, the only person who may have a chance Omarion. Is Omarion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just maybe.
But it's probably one of those things where they got enough money. I don't know about Lloyd. Maybe he was a writer. Because, you know, a lot of them be writers and shit. Yeah, and but Ashanti...
Ashanti was a writer, too.
So... So then for...
Ashanti on vacation every weekend. She got money, dog.
It saying, makes sense.
She might be a travel agent for all we know.
Like, it makes sense then, because it's like, all right, like, they got enough money to where they can just play around, do albums and stuff. And then it's one of those things where I'm sure they would like it to hit, but it don't matter. It's not like they losing out money, really.
Yeah, it's not like
and a necessity. And if you make a hit, oh, shit, I'm back.
Okay.
So, yeah.
If like, that's the case, then, like, you know what I'm saying? The risk is, like, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? I hope that they're not, like, spending their last little bit of stuff.
Nah, yeah, I always thought that too. Like, damn, what is these niggas doing? Like, and what I realize is because you don't see and hear them doesn't mean that they're not working on other things. Because you think businesses, real estate, stock, whatever the fuck, advertisement, other shit that niggas could be dabbled into that we don't even think they would do.
I would hope that they're all doing that. I'm definitely just saying, like, don't waste the coins you got. God.
Yeah, fam, don't waste the last 10K trying to like do this dog like respectfully, my nigga. Oh yeah, so
though I think as a writer though, that I think as a for a writer and like somebody who sings as well or raps as well, mm-hmm. I think that part would be frustrating. Like if somehow you're still writing hits, like because especially for like Ashanti, because she apparently she writes, mm-hmm. and apparently she still writes. So it has to be frustrating, like, well, wait, why can't I do something? I can still sing, like...
Hell, it's like Shaha. He a good writer, but his shit don't be hitting like that. Yeah. For himself.
I've never gotten a Shaha.
Neither have I. I tried, but I couldn't. But the R&B group, The Shy, composers of Donnell Jones, Carl Thomas, and Dave Hollister.
Dave Hollister, I can't even think of one song for you right now off the top of my head.
Toxic Boys are back.
They're not, though.
Toxic Sad R&B Boys is bike.
They are not, though. And that's cute.
I listen to pretty much no R&B. I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
I miss R&B. Like, oh my God. I was listening to fucking Icebox with Armarion. Do y'all realize how...
What's up with you? You good?
But do y'all realize how much of a banger that song really is, though? Like, that song is really a fucking classic.
It is.
And I'm like, I don't think I ever really gave this song its
time. He had a run.
I'm going to come clean.
He really did.
I'm going to come clean.
Icebox is a cold-ass song.
Just the other day, somebody challenged me to a dance contest, and I cut that bitch on YouTube. And I was doing the routine.
Yeah.
Recording it to Icebox. Yeah, I was fucking it up. Icebox is still a bop, my nigga.
That shit still go. You know what I'm saying? That shit.
Yeah, R&B ain't dead.
I say nah. I mean, pretty... people. I don't like singing.
That's what
I
you hate just don't people... like. You don't like that shit, but it still goes.
I say I just, but I just hate anybody that says this is like unless it's like something like disco. Like, just say you don't like what's going on now. Like, rap is dead. No, it's fine, dog. It's doing all right.
Yeah,
like,
you just don't like it. You just not
tapped in. New and he's fire as fuck.
This nigga B said, Giveon ain't nothing but Maya Angelou off of R&B beats. Like, as much as I wanted to be outraged, fam, you're right. Nigga sound just like Maya Angelou over harps.
This is why people don't be putting their shit out, though. Yo, why people don't be sitting there shit out.
Shout out my nigga B the Poet. You a jackass for that, fam.
He's been super cool.
Filthy Fuzz is Filthy Fuzz is a funny nigga, man. That's my dog. Yeah.
B's been showing the fuck out on Twitter. Like,
yeah, he be showing his ass.
The fuck out. That what did he say the other day? What if you fucking a chick that's a blood and she say I'm bumming fuzz?
I'm bumming fuzz, be fucking with a Pyru shorty.
Yes. I can get locked the fuck off, B, bro.
Like, this is why they banned you last time, bro, because you talk too much shit.
Get out of here with that shit.
It's the ignorance, dog.
Like, oh, my God. Leave Giveon alone, okay? He's a nice young man.
Giveon Angelou.
He makes solid
R&B
music, okay? And I felt like it's nice. I feel like there's a change. It could be just me changing my genre of music that I'm listening to, so maybe that's why.
I think it comes with age. Because, like, the trap shit, I fuck with the Migos. They shit was fire.
Obama's a liar. He know that.
He know goddamn well.
He not listening to no motherfucking straight.
You know damn well you not fucking cutting the grass or doing your morning Peloton to no straightening. You a damn lot, Brock. Brock.
I know somebody put that fucking list together.
Nigga, what's his daughter's name? Malia?
Nobody ain't listening. That
fuck
shit.
Out of here.
They held a team staff meeting and everyone was like, what's your favorite song? And they wrote all that shit.
Niggas went to Spotify and was like, yo, top rap hits. I bet. I kind of like that beat, but he didn't even let the whole song play. What does straightening mean? What does straightening mean? Is it ironing clothes?
Like, what?
Like, Barack, stop lying, dog. Why are you lying for?
Filthy liar. Like, no.
You going to sit here in my face and lie to me.
I looked at that shit on Instagram and said, now, Mr. Obama, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
You and I both know. That's a bunch of malarkey, my nigga.
I could buy it on the sense of this. He's one of those, especially since he's kind of been dubbed the cool old guy since he was president.
The uncle.
Because I've been wondering, I've never seen a George Bush summer playlist.
Nah.
And I could see him listening to it. Like, just one of those things where, like, you know, certain people get an image, and they want to keep that image, like, well, I'm cool Barack Obama. What are these crazy kids doing out here?
Like, what are these crazy? Yo.
Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. All right?
Because I could see him wanting to listen to it just so he can, so he can say he listened to it. Because like he did an interview with Desus and Mero.
He did.
So a nigga that would, a president that would do an interview with Desus and Mero, I could definitely see.
Shout out my niggas.
Migos.
Well-renowned Desus and Mero.
Right?
Like, yeah, nah.
I used to watching them because they used to be my favorite when they were on Vice.
Just start watching them on YouTube and their clips will pop up more for you.
Yeah. Instead of the full episode. Not as great as the ones at Vice, I will say that, but I need to start tapping in.
Tap back in. I'll be watching them.
Showtime shit because they still going, so that means people are still watching. So
yeah, that's gang gang. That's gang gang right there.
I love them together nonetheless, though,
yeah,
even if I'm not watching.
I say, but yeah, I could totally see that nigga like being corny and listening to it because I like the song, but for him, like you said, it looks ridiculous because like you're a former president, bro.
What do you grow up, fam? Yeah,
like, I don't even think it's that. It's like, it's like 56.
It's definitely just it's, I would have 56. Like my dad, like. Some of that shit, like, but he's not a former fucking president.
Yeah, your dad is tapped in, dog.
Like, nigga, go listen to some fucking country or something.
Okay, he's 59. Okay, dapper young fella.
All right, we'll give it to you.
You're not, my dad's 56, and...
He had kids late as fuck.
He had me when he was 26.
I'm talking about Obama.
Oh, Obama? Oh, yeah, I mean, nigga, he was trying to be great, like...
I'll say, like, that's playing a... Having kids in your late 30s is dangerous.
For a woman?
Shit. My parents had me old, bro. They had a bunch of kids.
I'm about to
say
you had a
bunch of kids. Yeah. But I mean, just in general, like, I would never suggest anybody be like, yo, you're 39? Get at it, boy. Like, go for it, my boy. Like,
my cousin, you know, she gets on Facebook and tells us all the time. Well, not all the time. But how, you know, she's happy that she had. I mean, she's living a beautiful life.
So oh, yeah. It's just funny to think of it. Like, that was kind of risky. It, but definitely have kids when you're established. Just, you know, have them at appropriate ages. Not like you're 60, because, you know, there's still people having kids, and it's just like...
Both of these girls are in college.
Yeah, which just made me think, like, geez, that nigga had kids in his, like, late 30s.
Yeah, 36, if I'm doing the math correct.
36, so, yeah.
I don't know the top of my head. So
that just sounds wild. Even if he wasn't a president, like, really? You had your first kid at 36?
This nigga had to go through all the school, and then he had to go to Harvard.
That's a fact.
All the extra shit he had to do. Then he had to run for Senate and shit. He ain't had no time for no...
Because if I hit 36 and I ain't married and I have no kids, I'm getting snipped. I'm not going to be one of these slip-up...
You can't do that,
yeah. It's women that they tell what they can't do with their body.
That's fucked up!
Yikes. But it's true, though. That's the fucked up part.
What? Because you can't get your tubes tied unless you have at least two kids.
That's fucked up.
I say, and like, that's you basically got to, like,
coerce. Fucking dicks get snipped out here. Just, hey, I don't feel like.
I say, yeah, nah.
You going to tell your shorty that you got snipped? It's going to be a surprise.
Well, at 36, it's like, you need to come in understanding, no, I don't have any kids, so that's just what it is. Like, that's already my plan, but, you know, like I said, I would have one if I got married and she wanted one. But if by 36, I'm still out here searching, like, nah, that part of life is over.
I'd be so on the fence. There'd be days I'd be like, yo, by 33, I need to start shooting clubs up. And I'd be like, man, there's some more shit I want to do. And I know to some that sounds selfish.
Nah, it's your life.
It is.
I don't know. I feel like you'd be regretted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to wait too late and be like, oh, damn, I wish I would have did that. I'm not snipping it, nah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Only I want to snip because then I feel like I would fuck up later. Like, you got to stop yourself, save yourself from yourself sometimes.
I'm only snipping if, when I start shooting up clubs, if I start breeding too many at once. Like, facts. I feel like it'd be my luck. I start breeding up twins and triplets and shit.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be one of them niggas on Maury. Like, Maury, I can't have no babies. I'm 43. Like, nah, nigga, Maury,
you still got swimmers.
First off,
Maury, I've been fucking for 25 years. How I fucked this my first baby, Maury?
They like, call you before you join the Maury show, so hopefully you decline the offer.
Nah, you gotta accept because they're gonna tell you you're gonna win a prize. Nah. But the prize is you got exposed, nigga. You got a 5-year-old you ain't been taken care of. Yeah, little Devin.
If you want a car, you should come to New York real quick.
Yeah, come and surprise niggas, little Devin.
Nah.
It's like this toy car. cars for the rest of your life, man. Congratulations.
Because, like, yeah, like, I just can't imagine that. Like, I don't want to be, like, in my 60s dealing with a teenager and shit. That just sounds stressful.
Yeah, just don't have the patience for that
like
shit.
Like, early 20-year-old, like...
fucking jerks.
Your teenager gonna try to suffocate you.
Yeah. Be
all this
like, bro. Nigga, I don't even got life insurance. The fuck
and
I'm
gonna tell a little nigga. I'm like, nigga, your older cousin's on the life insurance. Fuck is you talking about? You better talk to Kenya, nigga.
That is crazy. Your kid's like, you know what? I'm sick of your shit. Nobody's gonna miss you, God.
You gonna kill me. You gonna be pissed when it's going to your cousins because it's already been written down.
I never updated it. My bad.
Yeah, I never updated this shit. I need to update my beneficiaries right now.
Hey, just in, the city of Brunsville wants everyone to know that please do not release your pet goldfish into ponds and lakes. They grow bigger than you think and contribute to poor water quality by mucking up the bottom sediments and uprooting plants. Groups of these large goldfish were recently found in Keller Lake, and look how big this motherfucking goldfish
so
is.
So I thought that was either Photoshop or some genetically engineered. So when you put them in public water,
that's scary as fuck.
When you put them in public water, they get steroids, basically.
That nigga got money now, and he started eating like it.
That nigga having creatine.
Nah, because I mean, they tell you like your fish grow as big as your tank is. You know what true. I'm saying? So if you put them in an environment where they
is that
they're
facts?
Not limited.
I'm about to put some goldfish in
the pond. I don't have a way to test it, but...
I mean...
Because I know usually I think it's said about a shark or something, but it's like, I don't think bodies work like that. Like,
you want me to try it?
We can. We can rent a shark or some shit.
There's a pond in my complex.
There's a pond right there.
You trying to drop some goldfish in that bitch one day and
yo,
see what happens?
And go swimming in a couple months?
Right.
That's
yo,
scary as fuck.
Goldfish and piranha. Bro, see who went
that
out.
That would be nuts.
That would be sick as fuck. And I'll probably go to jail under some, like, fucking PETA law or some shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Be my, like, the complex. The one day I take a walk. Hey, Karima, I heard you went to PetSmart a couple weeks back. Just walk a coincidence. We saw these fish getting a little bit bigger. Want to have a talk about that? Talk about
yeah,
what?
Like, but it shows you the big goldfish in the lake by here.
And then you look at them with the dumb fish like, what the fuck would I do with that? Do I look like a nigga that has goldfish? You know, whenever somebody gets exposed for doing some dumb shit they did, they get
that,
so offended that you...
That Jerry act. Mouse face.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yep, that confused me. He's like, bro, what? What the fuck are you talking about? What time I got to be going to PetSmart, nigga? What?
Like, hi, that's scary.
That doesn't sound like anything I do.
Like, fuck, I look like wasting my time on some fish, nigga.
This is you right here. Totally not me. You know everybody got a twin in the world.
Right. My time I've been getting told
building,
like me in
you
this
have
building
a twin.
That looks just like you walked into your
that
apartment.
That nigga wore a white body shit. Like that.
Fuck! Fuck! Just start cussing like
maybe we don't have a case. Like
start flipping shit over. Now this is racist, dog. You think all black people look alike? Sir, I'm black too. Nah. It was your manager. Your manager's white. He told you to do this.
Take it to the news. Like, duh, like.
That really be how niggas be dragging shit that they do.
That is wild shit. That was really, really creepy in my opinion.
That looks nuts.
I'm not a fan of animals.
No, at all?
They suck. They fucking suck.
I mean, I
okay,
want a dog.
Okay, I'm going harder for this than you.
Because it's like, I don't want to say I want animals to die, because I know you're like, you're just fucked up. I don't want them to die. I'm just not a fan of the...
You don't
like,
want them around you.
Yeah.
I do want a dog, though. I almost stole my sister's dog this weekend.
I saw, I thought she was...
You missing?
Right?
You missing your dog.
Y'all can go to hell. Because... My sister asked about that dog the other day, and I was like, hey, why would I know if I don't talk to the owner?
Wow.
Fuck them niggas.
You know what I'm saying? But no, nah, they just, I don't know. Like I say, they like babies that never grow up. That would suck.
No, they like babies that never work. Not even grow up. They grow up. They get more expensive, but can't do shit for themselves.
Exactly.
I said, yeah, that's my point. Like, you know, like if you had a permanent baby, it'd be like, oh, this is awful. I don't understand what you want. Like, you shit everywhere. Like,
I just maybe want a dog eventually. I'm not in a position to get a dog because I don't have no time for that type of.
That's what my mom said to me. I don't need a dog because I don't got time.
Yeah, I was say I don't.
All I'd want is a wolf if I ever got a pet.
I always wanted a wolf.
You cold winter motherfuckers. Like, this nigga strives to live in Alaska, own like a herd of wolves, and you want to just ride a wolf into the moonlight.
I always wanted the one of them big, like, Eskimo coats and the wolf.
It'd be cool. Then when it dies, you can, like, wear it. You can get, like, the hat.
Whoa! Whoa! I mean, this nigga, Martin, that's what I'm saying. I can't always.
How you plotting on your wolf? You want to raise this nigga just to wear him one day? That's fucked up. Like,
it's going to die.
It's going to die. You don't need to be taking measurements before he gets there. Like, at least enjoy the little nigga while he's there.
I mean, it's like it's like my own chickens. Like, yo, I'll fuck with y'all, but y'all are dinner. Like,
damn! I don't think nobody owns a chicken as a pet.
Like, it's like niggas who own cows as pets.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like
my motherfucker belong. You don't got a first name.
Like it's like fucking Hey Arnold. Like that nigga had a pig. You think Abner? When Abner died, you think he wasn't getting cooked up? Of course he was. Like, hey bro, it was a good ride, but you fool.
That's wild as fuck. You can't do that to your animal. A pet is something that you. Love.
That's only because we in a culture that doesn't eat dogs and cats. So, but if we did, pet owners would just be like, yo.
But that's the reason why I don't see cows and chickens as pets, because they're got you.
So I got I have the tweet of the day that relates to the topic on hand. What if restaurants started showing you a picture of the exact cow your steak was cut from?
I think that'd be cool. Like, oh shit.
It wouldn't bother me, though.
It wouldn't bother me, none either. Like, the motherfuckers, you know, there was like this. Yeah. Going to grocery stores and spilling blood.
Yeah.
They were putting flowers on meat in grocery stores, and then this guy took one of the flowers up and put it as a vase near his steak dinner. He was like, "Thank you, thank you, Peter." Like,
so this dude responds. MXB's responds. I'm an African man. I ate cows I knew personally.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean, yeah, like
natural selection, though.
Because think about like kids that grow up on farms. They probably get attached to the animals. And then it's like, all right, dog.
I can see getting attached to a horse. You know what I'm saying?
You get attached to a cow?
Because I love horses, too.
Horses, I mean, I think all of them are stupid, so I think cows are stupid, too. But it's just like, yo, like, you spend enough time around anything, you get attached to it, but, hey, bro, you get still going to the slaughter.
I feel like you got to set boundaries, man. I'm not petting I'm only doing what I need to do for my cow to either make money.
But that's
or
like,
make money.
That's why Wagyu steak is so expensive. Them cows get treated nice. They rub their belly. Like, for real.
Don't
lie. Like, it's a certain, like, in Japan where they grow them and shit, well, not grow them, raise them, farm them. Like, there's, like, serious-ass regulations on how you got to treat them and raise them for you to get graded.
Which makes it even more
worse. You give this animal such a luxurious life.
Now, when you rub a cow's belly for 2 hours a day, you're going to get attached to it. I don't know if they rub their belly, but. I think they do get massages.
Because I feel like even if that's the case or whatever, now you make, since it's a law, that means it's a rule. And I'm only doing this so I can make the money.
For the come up, for the bag.
So I'm still not connected to this cow, man.
You can do both.
Monetary relationship, if that's the right phrase.
Like, you like rapping, but you would also like to make money from rapping. Same thing.
But I would rap regardless if I ever made money.
And they would raise that cow just like farmers have because, like, yo, I'm going
to
eat some.
That's a wild comparison. Rap life to raising a cow to kill it? You a sick, diabolical nigga. If I haven't said that already for the episode.
Motherfuckers would not. They didn't even do this shit in the Bible, like, before Christ and shit. Motherfuckers would not just have herds of just cows just for friends and shit. Like,
yeah, like, we weren't just chilling with the cows, like.
Like, that's not no shit. They just.
Weren't with
like,
the heifers in the yard just
right,
kicking it.
I just gotta make sure that no matter what, y'all out here living. Like, regardless.
But what I'm saying is, like, you
don't get them niggas no names.
Right? Like, yo, I farm, but yo, I love my animals, but when it's time for that time, it's time. Like,
that's sick.
I feel like that's a lot better than, like, a heartless farmer that's just like, because that's when you get the fucking, not that I care either way still, but that's how you get them fucked up slaughterhouses where it's like,
here it goes. Is it another edit point?
But no, like, you know, every couple of years they're like, this is why you shouldn't eat meat. They're beating up chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yep. Yo, shout out to Peter, man.
Because it's just funny. Like, there's niggas that really just be in slaughterhouses abusing them. Like, no, you already going to kill them. Like, shoot them.
Nice.
Yo, like, yo. Hold off and hitting a chicken in their face is the wildest fucking thing.
Yo, that's wild. You the nigga.
Just hold up and punch your chicken leg.
To just start packing niggas out. Or the kids who jump gates and like push cows and shit over.
Yeah, like, bro, so
that's
like,
a wildly unnecessary
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
The mental hospital, you got this bitch just
rough. Like, now be honest. Like,
unnecessary roughness.
Like, fucking playing chickens in headlocks.
Like, yeah, it's like. Like they really be going off. Like,
you're a demented motherfucking dog.
Nobody's doing that, man. I refuse to.
Now, yo. I can show you videos right now when niggas going crazy.
Yeah, niggas do be snapping on them chickens. They be that grabbing them by their leg and just be tossing them niggas. Like, yo, they already go into scalding hot water.
That
like,
shit is completely
like, you about to off this nigga, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's evil. Just like, grab the fucking
it'll chicken. Be like if y'all, if like, you know, niggas go to the fucking electric, like, man, don't they beat their ass with what you like, dog? Like, what are you
doing? I mean, low key, if you go into the electric kid, you kind of deserve your ass
even
beat.
Even still, though, it's like, all right, this is a little nuts.
Nigga, start packing you out. Like, A.O. Johnson, you up for death. Like, fight back, nigga. Fight back. Fight back.
Like, even prison, like, think about that. Even in prison, they like, yo, we about to kill you, so here's a meal, dog. Like,
what would you like to eat for your last meal?
Here's some steak and mashed potatoes, but first, let me fuck you up.
So, the people who live after getting the injections and shit like that, do they keep getting last meals for each shot?
I wonder if they do that. They keep repeating meals?
I imagine so, if you make it, but I feel like that's one of those things where it's like, you should, the jail, prison should get one chance. If you can't kill him that one chance, they, unless they got like a double life sentence.
Did y'all hear about the dude? He got the lethal injection or whatever twice, didn't die. Months later, this nigga died from COVID.
Oh my God. That's what he died as a player for you. Yo. You know what I'm saying?
Like, said, if God won't do it, then it
can't. That's fucked up. That's a fucked up thing to have to get. Even though whatever he did was clearly fucked up, but that's equally fucked up to think he was. Know you're supposed to die, and then it just don't work out, and they're like, well, we'll reschedule. Like,
right? Because I'm like, why don't they have the extra serum and shit on hand and shit? Like, hey, the first one didn't take.
Like, double up, bro. Pump that shit back in his veins, nigga. Like,
oh, but that's when you just go firing range. Like, oh, that didn't work. Boom. Like,
just start stoning the nigga.
Like, all right, we're out. Like,
at this point, fam, we're already here. We've made a decision that you are no longer going to exist. So at this point, you gotta go. Automatic, you just pull a nine, like,
boom, all right.
It ain't work.
Yeah, like, there's an option, too. Like,
now I gotta shoot this nigga. Fuck.
Like, if you went outside, your car wasn't working, you're like, all right, I gotta go. Uber. Like, either way, this is getting done today.
At the end of the day, though, you still gotta be a dead nigga by midnight.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's some real fucked up shit.
Damn, that's real fucked up. That's tough.
Tough as fuck. That's real, though. Say, hey, I mean, shit. Hey, like, the fuck?
Imagine being a nigga that just makes the executive decision. No discussion. Oh, then. Quit draw. Bow. Everybody looking at you.
They
you
actually are trying to bring. So I can't remember what state, but they are trying to bring back the firing range.
I mean, in some cases, Arkansas. I feel like in some cases, and when I mean some cases, I only mean child rape cases.
Yeah,
rape cases in general.
Yeah,
if you can get proved to be a rapist, like,
oh yeah, for sure.
You just have to vary. You have to strengthen the amount of research you do in rape cases for that to happen. Because you imagine fucking. Having a firing squad shoot off on
the and you get the facts midway through shooting this nigga, like, yo.
Oh, if I say you get it 30 minutes DNA later, like, damn, I forgot to check that one file on my desk and shit, this nigga gonna live? Like, that ends the whole firing squad forever.
Immediately.
Yeah, like, you gotta immediately banish it. Like, no thanks, dog. You can't do that.
Yo, that's
you have
so
to
sick.
Triple fucking check your work. You have to get this motherfucking 3 different dates.
So, okay, South Carolina just passed it. Also, damn. It's South Carolina, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah.
All places where we're definitely not going to Utah.
All
now.
Places where we're different from that vision.
We're definitely not going to
don't care
Utah
what
now.
Bag you throw at me, not Utah Jazz. I won't be there.
Yeah, definitely not.
Apparently, we've Utah. Only done them 3 times since the 70s, so it's like very rare.
I have to say, it had to be something real recent. Since the 70s, that was the other day, nigga, my mom was born in 71.
I'm about to say, 40, nigga.
That was almost 50 years ago. Well, that was 50 years ago.
And the last one was 2010, so you really gotta really fuck up. For them like, to like,
constant, like, who decides that? Fuck it, we're not gonna leave the injection.
In Mississippi, is anybody white?
Yep. It's when they so pissed off in that decision room, like, oh no, nah, fuck this, yeah, fuck that. Yeah, like,
I got the worst shit out of right
here. He in the meeting, deliberating, just loading up not the chamber, but the freaking
The clip.
Yeah, loading up the clip.
Now, that I'm normally not for doing, like, team activities at work. But after that, I feel like y'all gotta go out for a drink.
But who cleans up the body, though, like?
Janitor.
Like, the janitor?
They gotta have, a medical janitor. Like.
Nah, fam. Somebody gotta scoop that carcass up.
I'm about to say forensics.
Forensics janitors.
Like, nah, you gotta have a forensic squad. You know, just come in, pick up the body, the coroners, whoever's used to seeing dead bodies. There's a lot of people out here who just be interested in death.
Which I always found interesting.
You think they report back whose bullet it was?
For like a bonus. That's sick.
Right?
Oh my God.
Oh, and if you completely miss, you lose out on your check. Like, you didn't even hit him. And you hit him, Johnson. Like,
it's like every other week we find a reason.
Strive away from the cross.
But these are questions that need answers.
Nigga got aim like Jay Reed.
I'm definitely gonna go home and watch a documentary on how firing squads work.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna see a TikTok about this now because we talked about right? it. Like, this is what's been happening.
Fed ass foe.
Oh my gosh, that is nuts.
So did anyone watch the Virgin Galactic space takeoff thing?
I saw like a piece of it, but not
I just
entirely.
Saw the him in space.
I saw it was nice. I was just really waiting. I was just waiting to see. I was like, man, please don't die today. That's all I kept thinking, like, bruh, if this bitch blow up while we all watch it, this is gonna be terrible.
It's gonna be awkward,
it's a
dog.
Terrible day, right? Especially for Jeff Bezos, who's doing it in 8 days. So it's like, bro, if he would have died then it'd been
wait, he's going next week?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos is going in 8 days. So,
oh
yeah.
Damn.
And he's going a little further than the Virgin Mobile guy, because the Virgin Mobile guy went 50 miles outside of Earth, and then they dropped right back down. So they were, all this shit happening like
that's good money, though.
Imagine having the bread to do that shit.
Is this like, what, $10 million?
To do it or to get?
To do it. $10 million for the ticket, I think.
Well, he's the creator of it, so this isn't the actual flight yet. They started, they said they want to try to do they have 600 people. I mean, they said it was 6,000 people who already bought tickets at $250,000 a piece. And Virgin Galactic, the billionaire that went there, he owns the actual company.
And the platform.
They've been testing things since for the last 17 years or whatever. They've been working on trying to get to space.
Mom said he always wanted to go to space.
Yeah.
Time out. This nigga's name is Virgin for real?
No, he started Virgin Records. He's the guy who owned Virgin Mobile. You remember the company? And then he bought that island. And then
That's right. Okay.
I was about to say, now he owns Virgin Galactic. So it's their space.
I thought the nigga's name was Virgin. I'm like, yo, what?
He created his own spaceship, basically.
The power of
money,
dog.
Right? His money.
The power of money.
To invest and create his own spaceship and take him 50 miles outside of Earth. And then back in. So none of these, they said even Jeff Bezos, his ship won't orbit space. They're just going
up then back down.
Yeah, up and then right back
down. So it's
down.
A day trip?
Yes. Yeah, it was 2 hours.
That's
nuts. Like, just to literally, they said, you know, they had all the smart people on TV, all the astronauts who really orbited space or whatever. And they're like, you'll be able to get to see the important part where you exit Earth and you can see Earth in its whole. And then come.
Training for that gotta still be crazy, though.
That's what he was in.
All simulation.
In the doing the flight for, because he's testing to get like a training kit together for the astronauts. Because anybody who gets on this Virgin Galactic, when they start to be able to do like commercial flights, you'll be considered an astronaut with an asterisk, they keep saying, because anybody who goes at least 50 miles outside of Earth is considered an astronaut, regardless if you went to school or not, type shit. So
that's a wild-ass credential now.
Right? Oh, yeah. If you got money to get a ticket, that's already a flex. But that got to hit different at the bar. Like, you know, I'm a CEO, astronaut.
I'd update my LinkedIn profile so fast.
Right? I'm just like, that shit's amazing. They got this experience, like a couple minutes of weightlessness, and then it was straight back into Earth's atmosphere. I just thought that was super, super amazing.
How long before it gets played out?
I think we got a long way before motherfuckers like us start to get there.
You see how niggas did to Loom? That's really what I thought. I'm like, y'all niggas always gonna go to Mars. I ain't gonna do that shit. I'm gonna visit hell. Like, bitch, what are you saying right now? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because well, if I just had the money, as soon as I did, it's like, bro, that shit kind of played out. It was all right.
I mean, it's cool. It's a quick little turnaround if you ain't doing shit, you know what I mean?
I spent a better $250 at Rachel's before, for real.
Right.
I see that.
The food didn't even slap.
Oh, no, that's crazy as fuck. They said Elon Musk was there or whatever because he's been supportive of
him starting his rocket shit.
Yeah, you know, and they were like, they have two different
niggas
goals.
Really just got space shit now.
They just like just out here doing it. They was like, they have two different goals. The Virgin Galactic really wants to be able to supply like flights to like not the average person yet, but eventually
get the regular nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Just to be able to it be accessible to people. Elon Musk wants to
further in space and shit.
Yeah, he wants to go further in space, and he wants us to become a multi-planetary
species.
Yeah, there it was. I was like, bro, does that mean like he wants us to live on different planets and just come back to this
that's
bitch?
The
like,
that's that white blood in him.
I was
right.
Like, yo, that shit's crazy.
You're like, I got so much money, but ain't nothing left to conquer here. God
that's
damn it, like
crazy,
like dog.
Hey, but that's ambition though. Like
that's hella ambition.
Like if I can't conquer shit here because it's all conquered, I'll go somewhere else. Fucking Mars, baby.
Right, and just be fucking king and shit. Like, oh, I'm the first motherfucker to bring people up here. Like,
right, like,
who's better than me?
But once they start freaking out those trips, because that's going to be the next part, is making it an experience and stuff. Because eventually somebody's going to be like, I want to say I ate in space, I drank in space. Damn,
right?
Fuck. Like, that's going
to
be the...
I wonder what it's like to get high in space.
Right. Like, those are the things that's really coming next. And that's what makes me super excited about it. Because it's like, damn. I wonder if I ever had the opportunity to go to space. And I'd be like... Hell yeah, bro. Just let's go. Like, what do I got to lose?
Right.
Let's say, like, because if they can ever find a way to get, like, a little Airbnb orbit going for, like, a weekend, like, yo, you can spend X amount of money. You can spend 2 days out in space.
All inclusive.
On, right? Like, a spaceship or, you know, whatever it's called, the dock or whatever. Like, bro, that shit will be
flex.
Hard.
That's a major fucking. Anybody who has any amount of money is going to spend it. Like, they're going to be the first motherfuckers. That shit going
to
be booked up.
Take
for
Shorty
years.
On a date to Mars. What's up with it?
Like, that's like.
Intergalactic.
Surpasses Nick. My ancestors' dreams. Like, to the a whole different fucking extent of, like, yo, just to be able to conquer this earth, this land. Just fucking United States of America.
Right. We just in one spot. We just
in
one spot.
Fucking spot.
A dot. Like, a dot right now.
Just in one tiny, tiny, tiny little space, making everything a fucking big deal. In this micro fucking mini section of the world, to actually leave this bitch and then leave everything else on it behind and just look at it from like
afar.
Like, yeah, like you're looking at a fucking TV.
You'd hope it would change your perspective on things.
I don't know. People said that the astronauts that were on the news said that anybody who's actually been there. They said when it comes back, it does put a lot of things in perspective to you. You don't. One astronaut was saying, like, I used to get mad at, like, little stuff and stuff. Because like, I don't let stuff get to me. That was real generic. But, I mean, I would like to think that it does when you actually get to look at the whole world. Uh-oh. Not just the city.
So being in space makes you be a reasonable person now. Fucking jerk. I bet your kid would appreciate that.
I feel like I feel like it's surprising it don't have the opposite effect. Because as profound as you saying, like, how small we are, that's also kind of depressing, low-key.
That's what I was about to say. Kind of, once you get back to Earth, like, we real, like, not even we, this really ain't shit compared to what's out there.
That's I mean, because think about it, in the same way you give it a brevity, you also got to think of it, basically boils down to, you don't really matter much. Like, damn, really?
Like, you're hard to impress after that.
You're super hard to impress at that. If a motherfucker ever take me to space, if I ever get to space, what can you say to me, dog? Like, what can you say to me?
Imagine if a nigga took you on a date to space.
It took me to date to space, bro. That nigga owned me. Like, that. There's nothing nobody else, my nigga, can do for me.
Keep your words careful. You don't want some white guy buying you.
Who said that the person who's going to Take Me to Space was
gonna be. Why'd have to be a white man, my brother?
Why can't niggas go to space, dog?
Because a nigga ain't gonna pay $250,000 the first day unless he Drake. And that's a lot of money.
That's not true.
First day, $250K?
Yep.
Outside of Lover Boy.
And it doesn't have to be a first date. It could be like a 14th date. It could be like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta go big or go home when you got that money. Like, all right, damn, I'll impress this bitch.
Like, take me to space.
That's a lot of pressure, but fuck it.
That space?
Space wedding.
Yo, space wedding came up by Eric. That's like fucking doing it at the courthouse. Ain't nobody gonna be there but y'all too.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna be here but y'all too.
Eventually, it's gonna be at least six people.
Girl, I'm not getting in a motherfucking spaceship. Yeah. Fucking have a heart attack before she get there, dog.
Put that shit on.
Acceleration.
Do you get Wi-Fi? You gotta get Wi-Fi in space.
No.
Hell yeah.
I would hope so.
There's satellites and shit in space.
The Wi-Fi probably crazy in there.
It's probably sharp.
It probably like,
hey, bro, you gotta get Wi-Fi in space. There's no way.
And you don't even gotta put in a
shit back.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, there gotta be some type of Wi-Fi.
That
in
is
space.
True because they did live stream that whole fucking process from the inside of the little spaceship plane thing that they built.
Because that's funny though. Because I was watching the other week when that nigga did the parachute jump from space for Red Bull, and that shit's just like,
what? They did what?
Yeah, this nigga parachuted.
He jumped into orbit.
Yeah.
In real life, this shit happened?
Yeah, this happened a minute ago.
Really?
This is like maybe 2010, something like that.
Yeah. In the name of Red Bull. Think of how many niggas is dying to drink Red Bull now. None. So was it worth it?
What?
An experience?
But also, like, think of how much money Red Bull must have had to even sponsor something like that. Like, wait, you want to do what?
And what credentials you meet to be the nigga to do that?
Jump off of it. My thing is, okay, they left from New Mexico. How you know you're going to end up right back in New Mexico?
Nigga probably landed in fucking
sea. Oh, you know what? It became a plane once it hit the orbit and shit. So I guess you just fly back around with you familiar.
But even thinking that is just wild, isn't it?
That shit is wild as fuck. I'll fucking leave Earth, end up in fucking Spain on the way back. Like, how the fuck I
right. go? Niggas ask me for my passport. Like, bro, I know you just saw the news. I know you just saw the news.
Like, damn, lay on somebody's house and shit.
Stop
like,
playing
bad,
with me, dog.
There's a pilot shortage, people. So tell your kids, if you're not too old, go to school, be a pilot, bro. Go ahead.
I wonder how long the training course is.
Right? This is some wild shit.
Flying a plane sounds so scary.
It does.
There's so many fucking buttons. And you gotta take. You're in control. I would never want to be in any situation where I'm in control of so many lives.
Of so many.
See, this is what I don't understand, though.
Okay, Ludacris and the Young Thug got their flight license, the airplane license.
They did?
I know Ludacris does.
I'll say it.
And Young Thug took. I think he. Was it a plane or a helicopter?
Those niggas don't need $274 an hour. They don't care. They're not about to be pilots.
I say, but yeah, I mean, that's a cool thing to have, but man, I guess when you got that type of money, shit, you just pick up extra trades and shit.
Extra trade. Bro, go be a carpenter. What you need to fly a plane for?
But nah, that's like, not swag enough.
It's not, but I feel like Ludacris knows something that we don't.
Like, bro.
Ludacris definitely knows something we don't. He's also a dual
citizen in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well, yeah, he definitely knows something we don't know. That nigga's the new age Noah.
So my thing is about this, because I'm still stuck on this motherfucker jumping from space. There's no gravity in space, so how is he falling so fast?
I think he's in, like, not out of orbit, but enough to where he'd fall back in.
Where did he land?
Out in somewhere.
Like, how does that go, though, like
this
fam?
This is real boat shit.
You just jump out the sky, and you just land in somebody's yard.
Is he about to die? Because these people, like, he looks like they're afraid for this nigga's life.
Yeah, that was on TV. I wouldn't show you no death video without warning you. Bro, like, that would be real fucked up.
But, like, I just be wondering, like,
this is just some wild
this nigga's
shit.
In somebody's backyard just kicking it, and he ain't got his passport.
So, yeah, if it went wrong, but I'm sure they had it mapped out, but, yeah.
This is like, people are mad bored. Who even thinks of this? Like, yo.
Did he drink like a Red Bull on the way down? Did he like post like Red Bull cans?
I don't think
cans?
He could, because he would have passed out. He had to keep his mask on.
True.
Well, he probably definitely had to chug, but as soon as he got back, like, that's the deal.
He looks like a blimp. Like, he looks like a blimp when they show like the
little signs.
Yeah, and I don't know if y'all saw that thing about that guy on one of the senators. They talk about the UPAs, which I don't know when they started calling them UPAs instead of UFOs, but whatever.
So the PC version.
They were talking about how all these, you know, Navy pilots and stuff like that, and have been seeing these UPAs in the sky or whatever, and they're like, they're very much real. We don't know what they are, but we first have to figure out if they're friend or foe.
Are they definitely foe?
And I'm like, I really hope they're friends.
But they'd have to, because if they was foe, they would have came up on some.
They would have been attacked us, right? Like, if they was just down here just to be fucking up.
How, I mean, unless they just really sinister and cutting, like, oh, we'll wait.
I feel like eventually, if there are other species, which I don't think there are, but there, if there are other species close enough to get into our orbit, like, right now, hopefully they're the elite of their kind, right? So those are, like, the...
They will, for sure. But they're whoever go, when you leave one planet to go to another, you don't come on friendliness. You come for conquering.
I wonder if that's what America is doing in places. Are we going? Are we landing on Mars in peace? Are we?
No. No. You don't go to Mars because you just want to say, "Hey, you go because you want to see what shit you can steal."
So what? Like, so what if the motherfuckers that's coming to our planet is just they're warning our government, like, "Hey, y'all keep fucking with us. Y'all know that y'all can get God too. Like, we right here.
We all in this, my nigga."
See, the way you do that is like, you gotta do it with a display of power and dominance. Like, I'm just assuming the creator made us all with similar nature. And it's just gonna be like, yo, I'm coming here to show you to stop fucking with me. So here's my display of strength. Boom. No more Texas. Like, keep fucking around.
I don't think they go that far. I don't think they would go that far.
You got to, because that's just a little piece of the world. Like, it's a lot of Texans. You got to take something big out. Like, yo, look at how easy I did that. Y'all didn't even know I was around. Stay out of space.
Like, the fuck from around here.
You stay on your corner, we'll stay in ours, but you stay there.
Like, that's some shit.
That's some weird shit. And I hope I'm alive to a certain point. Like, if it's about to be an all-out war, then maybe not. But I hope that I'm alive to see at least the start of this shit.
I just hope my ancestors, my future ancestors, my lineage. Space bounty hunters. Just one of them.
make Grandpa Marte. I almost called you something different.
Proud. Oh, yeah. Like, that should be... Like, that's just ignorance at its fun. It's like, yep, let's just go to other planets and capture people. Turn them into...
The galaxy,
but who gives you the right to just attack these niggas on other planets? Like?
Because planets need people captured. That's where you come in.
You hogtie all the Americans.
Like, I need 2 guarks from Gubak. Like,
this nigga right there.
Like, I'm your man. Like,
wow.
Like, bro, like,
nigga's an idiot.
Yeah, that's you on the spot.
No, yeah, like, yo, he was too ready for that one. Like, let me find out you've been in training, nigga. And that's why we couldn't link the other day.
Hey, bro, you gotta get ready.
Hell nah.
But now, what would be your, like, once it get to, like, Star Wars days and shit, where you can go to other planets, what's your career? You still, DJ might be still cool as fuck.
DJing in space?
You
can go to other places, other planets to DJ and shit.
Yeah, put them niggas on to some reggae and Pop Smoke, dog.
the way fucking Pop Smoke keep releasing music.
Yo, and I don't like that at all, yo.
We'll have music still around.
That's what I'm saying.
Motherfuckers merge.
So what's gonna be my wave? I don't know, dog. The music shit. What the fuck would I do in that time in space? What would be my space duty?
It's hard. That's why you gotta decide early when you're young.
When you're young.
I want to be a space journalist.
I want to be a space fighter.
Space fighter, like, you just go box other
niggas. Just start boxing niggas. Like, just start packing niggas out.
I would just want to just capture everything. I would want to write everything in real time.
Or a rapper.
Oh yeah, that being a space politician. I mean, not journalist. That'd be, you gonna get cussed out.
I'll be
shot with a laser.
Everything. I'll be at all the space concerts.
Yep.
All all the fucking court hearings, everything. I'm everywhere, dog.
Like, will we still be referred to? I think we'd still want to keep our like country and racial identities and shit too.
I think so.
Because like, are we?
We'll be Earthlings, bro. That's gonna be it. Unless everybody's an Earthling, bro.
But you know, they're still gonna feel different. Like, I can imagine you would if like if Mars was populated, we'd probably be like, "Oh, you're a Martian?" Like, no, what nigga.
Earthling, I'm from this derogatory term. And she's right. Like, bitch, you call me a what?
Oh, you're from Earth, aren't you? You're like from Earthlands, aren't you?
Like how fucking Jamaicans like to disrespect you with Yankee. Like, bitch, mm-hmm. I ain't no fucking Yankee.
Niggas do be niggas do be violating with that.
Yeah, they do. They do. No fucking Yankee.
Yankee day.
And you a big Yankee, bro. You from New York.
That's why I always found it so funny. Like, when I was them, like, are you calling me Yankee because of the actual team or because I'm American?
Well, it's just down south folks say it too, which is hilarious.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, like, they'll call you, like, a country dude will call you a, or Southern as they prefer, will call you a Yankee, like.
Like, fam, are you insulting me, or, like, is it a double entendre?
I'll say, what does Yankee even mean?
American.
Right? That's all I know.
Because I only know Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah, Yankee means you American.
Yankee Doodle Dandy? I don't even know where that term came from.
It sounds racist.
It does sound racist, but not towards white people.
But, yeah, when Jamaicans say it, they calling you an American.
Right? They call you, like, a American.
Yep. Like, that's pretty much what I'm saying.
Yankee guy, like, first off, motherfucker, I'll be coming over here and call y'all Bush people.
Right, Bushman.
That was personal, okay? Yeah.
She's taking a shot at somebody. Elroy done pissed her off.
Wasteman.
A wasteman in it.
Like, bro, that's hilarious. Yardman, like, dog, them niggas are hilarious.
Yardman, a Bushman, yep.
Shout out to Jamaica. I'll be there in 2 weeks. And then, what are you going to do for the pod that week?
We'll figure something out.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Unless you want to do some content before.
Guess we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah, we'll figure it out.
I want to go to Bali, yo.
Yo, I think I'm going to end up celebrating my 30th birthday. Not this year.
I can see it.
Because my sister's having a baby. Her baby is due the day after my birthday.
Man, what a little fuckhead.
Right. What a little jerk. My mom turns 50 in September. My daughter's going to Disney in February. My cousin's birthday is 5 days after mine. Like, I would either have to do something right before Christmas so everybody has no money, or next year.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, even for me, I know I have, what, at least another 7 months before my birthday?
You turned 30 next year?
Yeah.
Shit, what are you going to do?
That's what I was trying to figure out, if I want to take a trip or if I want to throw, like, a big-ass party. I wanted to have, like, a 70s-themed party, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that, because I know sometimes the winter be fucking shit up, but I'm at the same point where it's like, fucking, I'm going to just do it, and whoever pull up.
I've been looking at some, like, retro 70s, like, outfits to wear. Like, now, from
the
site I just found the other day. Like,
did you say ritual?
Like, retro.
Okay, I was sitting there like, what?
Ritual? That... No, that's scary.
What's the site?
I don't fuck with demon work. It is called, you asked me too fast. I think it's called, like, Color or some, you know, random shit.
Talking about Color Run or talking about something completely different?
No, something that I just... I'll